Welcome to the People and Performance Podcast, offering tips and expert insights into the strategic capabilities, behaviors, and results needed to grow and sustain employee performance.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the People and Performance Podcast. I'm Chris Bjorlund, co-host and president at Bodello Inc. In this episode, Bill Banham and I talk with Kelly Kaufman. Kelly is the Chief Human Capital Officer for the 2021 World Championship winning Milwaukee Bucks, a sports and entertainment organization in the NBA. With over 20 years of experience, Kelly joined the Bucks staff as a human resources executive with the task of creating the organization's first human resources department from the ground up. Listen as Kelly shares her experiences of building the HR function at a major sports brand. Kelly also offers her approach to inspiring high performance from those around her. Bill and I hope you enjoy this conversation we had with Kelly, and remember to like, comment, and subscribe.
Hey, Kelly, welcome to the People and Performance Podcast. You're actually our first guest of season five, so a big welcome. Thanks very much for joining us.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's get straight into it then. First off, you brought the Bucks out of administrative troubles by building its HR team from scratch. What were some of the biggest challenges, Kelly, associated with creating an HR program from the ground up?
So the team had been in existence for almost 50 years by the time that I started with the organization, and without an HR department for the majority of that time. So as you can imagine, there was a lot to untangle and oversee and take a look at and change. And really that first year that I was with the team was going through and you know, reviewing what had been done in the past and molding that into what we wanted to do in the future. So at that point in time, a lot of our managers were doing their own recruiting. They were finding people who knows where, asking who knows what kind of questions, and bringing people on at random rates of pay. So really the recruiting function was what we started at, streamlining and getting focused to begin with. So spent a lot of time with our management team, training them on interviewing, bringing all of the recruiting through HR, which has changed really the way that we've done the business so that we could track our applicants and make sure that we were paying people equitably, so on and so forth. So when I started with the team, I actually, my first day, got a whole bunch of hugs. I was a little bit surprised. The HR person usually doesn't get the hugs, but I did. I think more because people just wanted to have some guidelines of processes in place. So we really built everything from there. It was just me to start with for the first few months, and then I brought in an HR generalist to help me. And we kind of grew from there. We're up to 7 people now on the HR team. Revamped all of our processes, all of our policies, all of our procedures, redid the employee handbook, all the way to how we were doing employee files, our HRIS system, applicant tracking, like I mentioned before. We brought that on board later when we started to recruit an open FISER forum, when we were having thousands of candidates come through our desk as we were staffing up the building. So a little bit of everything. Redid our employee benefit plans, put in, there were no job descriptions, application forms being redone. At times it was overwhelming, but I loved the challenge. I loved to be able to build it from scratch, make it my own. No ideas were off the table, and it was a lot of fun to get up and running. I'm going on 8 years with the team, so time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, that's awesome. It's a great opportunity for you to be able to basically build it up from scratch like that and just going forward. You know, as you sat there and you crafted your own vision and you had your aspirations of doing things differently, when you, like you just said, you know, nothing was off the table. What were some of the biggest opportunities that you saw for the organization as you were looking at that, you know, future, as you've gone through these 8 years at different points? What were the big chunks that you saw? I mean, you talked about recruiting, but what were some of the other big chunks that just made it really happy for you when you were able to start putting them together and realizing your vision of it?
I think one of the most gratifying parts of it has really been the integration of human resources and the profession into the organization itself as a partner. I'm very fortunate that I work for a huge advocate for human resources, and Peter Fagan, who understands and appreciates that our people are the most important asset that we have within the organization, from on the court to off the court. Everyone here has their role to play in making the team successful. So I think it was going from people not even understanding what the function was or why it was necessary to the day-to-day involvement that myself and the rest of the HR team have in really running the business and making sure that we have the right people in the right spots, that our employees have what they need in order to focus on their jobs from a benefits perspective, from a employee support perspective, you know, financially, psychologically, wellness, the whole picture. Our team makes sure that we support people so that they can focus on their work. And really, you know, it was kind of an evolution of that happening to the point now where I think one of the reasons that we're the most successful in the league with how we run our business is that we're so integrated, not just with the business itself, but with our basketball team, and how we partner together to make sure that you know, everyone understands how important they are to making the business successful. So, you know, the interaction that we have with our coaches, with our players, from a community perspective, to a marketing perspective, to, you know, for when it comes to me, making sure that they have what they need, again, to be able to focus on playing basketball, how all of those things are intertwined. It has been so wonderful to see when I spend time with some of my colleagues within other teams. You know, we're very fortunate that we have that interaction. A lot of other teams don't have that. And I do think that that's one of the things that led us to be a championship caliber team, is that we work as one, we're all going in the same direction. We all want to win, and we appreciate what each other bring to the table to make us successful.
Kelly, putting the processes in place to maximize the success of the Bucks staff is one thing, and that's fantastic. But let's talk a bit about you. Because being an inspiring leader, that's something entirely different. How do you like to inspire your colleagues and your direct reports?
I think I've learned by doing throughout my career when it comes to leadership, and having wonderful mentors and having people that maybe weren't as great, which has taught me, you know, what made me successful and how to kind of instill that in the people who work with me. I really like to give people who work with me, either on my team or who we're working on projects with, the opportunity to be able to spread their wings and try new things. I try to be a very supportive leader when it comes to, you know, my staff saying, hey, I want to try this, or let's do something new, or, you know, like I mentioned before and Chris brought up, nothing's off the table. We only continue to innovate with new ideas that are coming up. So I like to really give people the chance to take an idea and run with it, and I'll support them. If it works out, amazing. You know, we work together as a team to make sure that things are successful, and people get the kudos for trying something new. Or if it doesn't work, we look at it as a great opportunity to learn and to try new things. So, you know, for me, I feel like the leaders that I've worked for, that I have felt like I've been able to grow and be successful from, are the ones who've let me try to do those things. Let me grow. Let me learn. Let me meet other people and see other ways of doing things. And I really try to support my team and encourage them to do the similar types of things.
Kelly, that's great. Hey, as you talked about your mentors and those previous leaders that were out there, is there one piece of advice or some direction that you're given by a specific mentor or leader, or even a colleague, that really inspired you to perform at a higher level in your career?
I've had a lot of great mentors. I've been very fortunate throughout my time in human resources and just, you know, in the profession and as a career in general, who have been, you know, seen things in me or really encouraged me to be able to try new things and get to the next level. But I think my best piece of advice that I've received is from my mom, who has always said to me, the answer is always no if you don't ask. And I think about that a lot. You know, it's hard sometimes to advocate for yourself and to ask for things and try something new. And the worst that's going to happen is the answer is going to be no. If you don't ask, it's absolutely going to be no. You know, so there have been times throughout my career that I've taken that to heart, and, you know, it's allowed me to be more successful as a leader. You know, one of the times that that really came into play for me was as a young mother, when I had just had my son and needing to be able to balance being a mom and having a successful career. And I was very fortunate that I worked for a couple of organizations who gave me the chance to work, you know, part-time and have time with my son, and then have time, you know, where I was able to move projects forward and continue to learn and grow in my career. And I would have never had that opportunity had I not spoken up and at least, you know, put a plan together as to why I thought that that could work for me. And it did. And I think it's made me a better mom to both of my kids. And it's made me a better, more organized, more driven professional for sure.
That's amazing. You threw the mom card on the table, and that is just wonderful. I mean, it's like, hey, yeah, it was my mom. She said this. I give that same advice to my children as well, too. But hopefully your mom gets a chance to hear this podcast.
I'll be sure she does.
Awesome. Thanks.
Just a quick follow-up on that one, Kelly. How does one try or go about creating a culture in an organization where it's okay to ask, you know, to take that lesson to heart that you've lived your career by, that it's okay to ask? You never get anything if you don't ask. How do you as a leader instill that in your organization so that people know that you've got an open door policy and that it is more of a flat structure and it's okay to question things?
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time doing that. And again, what's so cool about having the opportunity to build something from scratch is that you're able to, you know, bring people into the organization that have those same philosophies as to how they lead. And that's what we've done with the executives that we've hired onto the team. And it really is a top-down approach. I know that sounds very cliche, but if the president and, you know, the head of HR and our CFO and, you know, everyone else says, hey, come to me with this, it does really permeate throughout the organization. And we've seen that happen. You know, I think there's been a huge change with the way that businesses run in general, you know, for the last few years in particular through COVID and, you know, having to be nimble and flexible. And, you know, part of that is listening to different perspectives and making sure that people feel included and have a voice within what they do. And, you know, we've set up some employee resource groups and things like that where people have somewhere to go with, you know, others who have similar voices and people who want to learn new perspectives and new ways of doing things. And that is supported from the top down within the company. And we all participate in those groups as well. So I think when employees see their leaders participate in those kind of things, it does give them the chance to say, oh, I want to do that too. And, you know, we also give the chance a lot of times for people to tell their story. I think it's a very valuable thing when you hear what someone has gone through. You know, like we just talked about motherhood, for example, if people see how others have managed that throughout their career, you know, there were times when I was told that I couldn't be a mom and have the job that I have. And, you know, I'm very happy to have proven that very wrong. But, you know, I think it's important to show other young people who are growing in their career why, you know, you do take that chance and how it can work out for you and, you know, be able to learn some lessons from some people who have gone through some tough times to see why they did what they did and you know, how they've persevered. So we really encourage those kind of conversations and, you know, give people the platform to be able to talk those kind of things through. And I think it's made a huge difference in how we're able to recruit people to come to the team, as well as, you know, to retain and be able to support our employees that we have on board right now.
Here's a question that we ask of all of our guests, okay? So don't feel like you can't borrow parts of answers from previous questions here. Maybe you want to answer in one word. Who knows?
Okay.
the question is as follows. From a culture and people processes perspective, what does a high-performing company mean to you?
I think for me, it is people all working together towards the same goal. I think once you're, you know, you communicate to your team, I think that's the most important thing, period, as an organization. Everyone needs to know what are the driving forces behind what you do. For us, it's winning a championship. It's being the most successful, diverse and inclusive sports and entertainment company in the world. And everyone is striving towards that same goal. And I think that that's when you start that really high level of performance. Everyone chipping in, everyone, you know, no one's too important to do, pick up napkins on the concourse. We always say that. So, you know, if everyone is going towards that same goal, I think that that is really when you hit that next level and become champions.
Kelly, this has been brilliant. Thank you so much for your time today. Unfortunately, we're coming to that close. We try to keep these short enough for little sound bits for everybody to work through. And you've given some great pearls of advice for everybody. So let me ask the question. How can we and our listeners learn more about you?
Best way to learn about me is visit my LinkedIn profile. You'll see me holding the Larry O'Brien trophy. Feel free to search me out, reach out to me. I'm always open to spending some time with people to talk through, you know, my career, any questions that they have as they're growing and learning things themselves. So please feel free to reach out to me over LinkedIn, or you can reach out to me at work at kkaufman@bucks.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Kelly. And listeners, until next time, enjoy other episodes that we've already produced, because there are lots out there. And thanks for listening to this episode.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the People in Performance podcast. Follow us on social media and remember to subscribe.